Easter is the second biggest holiday in the Czech Republic after Christmas, observed in most homes around the country. This year, however, the Easter celebrations will be much more humble than in previous years, as churches around the country have been forced to cancel masses due to the ongoing coronavirus crisis. I spoke to Jiří Kučera, a Roman Catholic priest from the central Moravian village of Valašská Polanka, to find out how far the coronavirus outbreak has disrupted the daily life in his parish and to discuss the upcoming Easter celebrations.
At this moment right now, the masses or the public liturgies are completely prohibited, which means we cannot do the masses in the church. The churches can be opened for the people. My church personally is under reconstruction. We are doing some repairing and some painting, so I cannot use it. But we can confess outside, we can confess in the parish hall, and we do that. We can also visit the sick people who cannot walk. We can go, even though with precaution, we can go to homes and bring the Holy Communion. And the masses, we take opportunity of technology. We have some smart people around who are ready to prepare some transmission via internet, and we have done a couple of times. And we are also right now working about the big ceremony with some potential music also for Easter Sunday, which is April 12th. We will transfer the mass from the church via internet to homes of the people.
You said that you already broadcast some masses from your church online. What was the attendance and what was the response of your parishioners?
The response was very positive, to my surprise, because I didn't expect so much good outcome of, you know, small mass. By the way, the first one was transmitted from the parish hall without any kind of, you know, decorations. Nevertheless, about 200 people followed the mass. So it was a big kind of, you know, encouragement for us to do that again, to prepare much better transmission next time. We actually also purchased the video camera of good quality, because the first time we used the mobile telephone to transmit. So now we have the camera, and we will do the Easter Sunday, we will do good transmission with very good technology, and hopefully we will engage much more people that first time.
What about people who are not able to go online? I'm thinking, for example, about the elderly people.
We suppose that elderly people are never alone. Usually, in some cases, we have some people who are living alone. For example, I have a couple of parishioners who have no TV. But those people are, obviously, they depend on the grandchildren, on the children. That happened indeed that for elderly people who actually also called me or left me messages that they were helped by children, so they could sit in front of the computer and enjoy the mass. So we somehow trust that will be done in also this Sunday and the Easter Sunday in the same way that all the elderly people will stick to the family members who will allow them to watch the computers, and so it's pretty much under control.
Would you say that getting online can paradoxically help you reach more people than you would in a church?
In my case, I would say no. I have two, three parishes, three villages. Each of them has about 1,500 or 2,000 people, and very traditional, very conservative zone in the middle Moravia. People like to come to the physical church, so I think maybe other churches, other parishes, maybe they have a little bit more numerous outcome via internet. But in my case, I had always church full of people every Sunday. I have two masses and another mass in another church about 8 miles from my place here. And it's always full of people who come physically very gladly to the church, and they miss that. So I think that that physical contact and also the opportunity to meet each other, enjoy the music, you know, the collection, or the kind of, you know, big prayer together, it cannot be replaced by technology. It cannot replace the physical contact which a priest has during the mass with the people from the pulpit or from the altar. But it's a tool. We use it. It's good to use it. It's the only opportunity we have since the public masses are prohibited. So we use this technology, and we do what we can do, obviously, to reach as many as people possible.
It is now clear that you won't be able to welcome your parishioners in your church during Easter due to the coronavirus crisis. So how exactly are you going to celebrate Easter this year?
Obviously, it will be very sad to be in Easter Day around the TVs, around the computers. We will follow certainly the Holy Pope, Pope Francis, and we will transfer also this mass, obviously, from our church as well. But it would be very sad because it would be something very unusual to celebrate with big joy this Alleluia, Easter Alleluia, without, you know, possibility to go outside and to be together and follow the old liturgies. We will be home and praying and following the rules of the government and also our bishop conference, because that's the situation. We have to be careful, we have to be cautious and not to do any exceptions. Even in Easter Sunday, we will have to kind of survive this year.
As you said, this is obviously a very difficult situation. But would you say that something positive can actually come out of this? What do you think the church and the parishioners can learn from this situation?
I think that, as my grandmother said many times when I was small, you know, that everything bad is good for something. It's a tragedy following those numbers in Italy, but kind of, you know, good for the people to realize the values, you know, the people who didn't appreciate the nature will be appreciating much more, you know, after this terrible situation is over. We also didn't appreciate the medical workers. Now we will appreciate much more because those are people who are saving our lives. So people will somehow think about those things and reevaluate their life.